This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman.
The U.S. is a bloodthirsty place. More than 12 million pints of blood products are used every year. With high demand and limited availability comes challenges and business opportunities. The idea for Blood Buy came during the Super Bowl ice storm of 2011.
It's a potentially historic storm.
Another day of snow covered Dallas. Very unusual for us to get this much.
And there was a local news story on that evening about how the ice storm had hindered the ability to collect blood because they couldn't mobilize the blood mobiles and people couldn't drive into the brick and mortar locations.
The blood shortage caught Chris Godfrey's attention, and he got curious about blood as a commodity. What'd he learn? It's hard for hospitals to maintain an adequate supply of the red gold.
You know, it's not like if you run out of milk, you're fine. We'll just go without milk. But if you run out with blood, you know, there are lives at risk. So the stakes are very high.
Managing a blood supply is not like managing morphine or pain pills. Blood products can expire fast, within days, and supplies vary by region. Blood donations in Des Moines might be high, whereas in Houston, there may be a shortage. The problem, Godfrey says, is most hospitals rely on an inefficient system anchored by regional blood centers, meaning blood, well, it isn't flowing freely across the country. That's why Godfrey started Blood Buy. It's a sort of price line for blood products, connecting supply with demand in a multi-billion dollar industry.
You have blood centers on the supply side and hospitals on the demand side. So we act as kind of a technology backbone that sits in between them and connects everybody.
Like Priceline, BloodBuy uses a series of matching algorithms to pair what a hospital is willing to pay with what's available. So far, there are users in Texas, Tennessee, Louisiana, Florida, and Massachusetts.
Because it's such a rare commodity and you're asking people to donate their precious blood, you don't want to waste any of it.
Mike Dossie is with John Peter Smith Health Network in Fort Worth. Blood, he says, comes at a price.
We spend just under $4 million a year on blood products.
JPS doesn't use Blood Buy, but Dossie sees how such a service could save money by making prices more transparent across the country. Today, a hospital pays anywhere from $170 to $300 for a pint of blood. In a pilot program, Blood Buy's technology saved Texas Medical Center in Houston more than 20% on blood expenditures. Still, JPS's Dossie says there are risks to using a price line for blood. He wouldn't want to rely on a blood supply that's not local. A good relationship with the blood bank in town is crucial, he says, when there's unexpected trauma.
You could have, a 10-car pileup out on the interstate and need those products swiftly, and having that relationship with our vendor is also key to getting those products here when you need them.
Any blood blockage could be disastrous. Blood Buy's Godfrey hopes easier access to prices and inventory for hospitals will help even out supply and demand, so blood can, yes, circulate better. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.